Voters chose to oust Chief Justice Marsha Ternus and Associate Justices David Baker and Michael Streit. It's the first time an Iowa Supreme Court justice has not been retained since 1962, when the state adopted its merit selection system for appointing judges to the bench. The three were part of the unanimous panel of seven justices who ruled Iowa's ban against same-sex marriage violated the equal protection rights in the Iowa Constitution. The judgment angered social conservatives and drove former Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Vanderplas to organize a well-funded effort to get rid of the first three justices up for retention since the ruling.
The people of Iowa had a resounding voice tonight of saying we're not going to allow activist courts to make our law, to execute our law, and to amend our Constitution. And it's we the people who are still in charge. That's why we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not of the courts, by the courts, for the courts.
But Vanderplas's one-time campaign treasurer, Dan Moore, disagrees with his former boss. The Sioux City attorney joined an effort known as Fair Courts for Us that campaigned for a yes vote on the judge's retention.
Well, it was extremely disappointing to know that they will not be retained. Our justices upheld the Iowa Constitution and protected the rights of citizens. We're concerned about the precedent that has been set tonight and what this means for the influence of money and politics on our judicial system.
The Iowa Bar Association also lobbied to keep the justices on the job. It gave them high marks for their competence and demeanor on its biannual survey. Many court observers say last night's vote is damaging to an independent judicial system. The head of Coe College's political science department, Bruce Nesmith, says future judges may consider the consequences if they rule against public opinion.
To the extent that judges think twice before making what might be an unpopular ruling, no matter how well-reasoned it might be, I think that does diminish the importance of the judiciary in our states.
Late last night, the three ousted justices issued a statement. Ternus, Baker, and Streit said, "The preservation of our state's fair and impartial courts will require more than the integrity and fortitude of individual judges. It will require the steadfast support of the people." The next Supreme Court justice up for retention is David Wiggins in 2012. Justices Mark Cady, Daryl Hecht, and Brent Apple don't face voters until 2016. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.